This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Coworker said you're getting fired, a communication red flag. What happened? An ABA therapist shared on Reddit that a coworker returned from a bathroom break and delivered four unsettling words. You are getting fired. The catch? The therapist's managers had given no indication of any performance problems. The co-worker offered no context, no source, no explanation. The internet responded with widespread scepticism, suspecting the co-worker was either stirring drama or running a manipulation play. The communication angle. Here is the comparison that matters, what the co-worker did versus what any person of integrity would do in that situation. What the co-worker did is a textbook power move, delivering a vague, threatening message with zero evidence and zero accountability is not concern. It is a control tactic. The coworker got to feel important for a moment, plant a seed of fear, and walk away clean. No follow-up required. The target is left spinning, second-guessing positive feedback from actual managers, and suddenly dependent on the coworker for more information. That is the point. Ambiguity is a weapon when it is used this way. What a person with genuine concern would do looks completely different. If you overhear something serious about a colleague, you have two honest options. One, go directly to that colleague with specifics. I heard this from this person in this context. Two, keep your mouth shut because it is not your information to carry. What you do not do is drop a grenade and stroll off. That approach serves only one person, and it is not the person being warned. The therapist's managers are also part of this communication failure. Consistent, direct feedback from leadership is the only thing that makes an employee immune to this kind of workplace noise. When managers are vague or withhold honest assessments, they leave a vacuum. Co-workers fill vacuums. Gossip fills vacuums. Fear fills vacuums. If the therapist had received clear, regular feedback, those four words would have had no power at all. Here is the contrast in plain terms. Credible concern looks like specifics, a source, and a willingness to stand behind what you said. Manipulation looks like a vague warning, no evidence, and a quick exit. One builds trust, the other builds anxiety. Most people confuse the two because the delivery can feel similar in the moment. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on delivering difficult information gives you a framework for separating honest hard conversations from communication that is designed to unsettle rather than inform. Knowing the difference protects you, and knowing how to ask the right follow-up question in real time is the skill that makes the difference stick. The takeaway. The next time someone delivers you alarming second-hand information with no details and no accountability, ask one question out loud before you react. What specifically did you hear? And who told you? Watch what happens. People with genuine information answer that question. People running a power play deflect, get defensive, or suddenly go vague. That single question separates the messengers from the manipulators every time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.